Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Mike, I guess we have to educate a few of our listeners. One of our listeners just came in, an avid follower of Dukes and Bell. He comes out all the time, man.
Jim is a great guy. He's almost borderline stalker, but he's okay in our book.
No, he's great. He shows up, and matter of fact, the rain has kind of dampened his profession a little bit this week, so he's here hanging out, getting drunk. But listen,
not many guys do male stripping in people's front yards, but Jim has turned this into a real niche up here in Gwinnett.
Well, it pays well.
Yeah.
It pays well.
Yeah.
But literally, Jim comes in, and he said, "Hey, Dukes, Andy Bunker called you out." I said, "What? What? I didn't even hear this." So apparently, one of the things I say a lot of stuff, is that there are guys or there are teams that are on the come.
Right.
And he said, yeah, Bunker said he didn't like that phrase or whatever. And then Mike goes, well, does he realize this is something that we say in craps?
It's a craps reference. You're betting on the come, a team on the come. Potential. You know? C-O-M-E.
But no, I did not hear it. I didn't hear
By
it.
By the way, for you youngsters out there, since and we know that many millennials, a lot of guys, you know, six guys living in an apartment right now, no one can pay for Vegas. I understand that. Times are hard.
I'm
getting an education from a lot of people out there, young 20-somethings. It's apparently the Great Depression, nothing compared to what Gen Z is going through.
Yeah.
But apparently these guys don't gamble as much. When you do play craps, it is the best odds in Vegas or wherever you are.
And it's fun.
Two come bets plus the point, the number, that's the best odds you will ever get other than single deck blackjack.
Oh, like on the come.
Correct.
Anyways, no, Jim, thank you. No, man, I know Bunker didn't. He didn't have any malice.
He just doesn't like the phrase.
I did not hear that. But either way, that's where that comes from, and that's when we talk about players or sometimes teams that we think
on the come.
Well, here's the deal. Ask people around the country about the Falcons.
Right?
Do they think they're on the come?
I think so.
Do they think that Michael Penix is coming? Do they think that this team has potential to be something and maybe it pans out that way? I don't know. I think a lot of people think that way. Hey, we're at camp today, man. You're going to hear our interview coming up with Ryan Neusel. I know Bunk's on his way home. He's like, I didn't say that.
We know what you heard.
We heard you.
Now, when a radio host says something and it gets back to another radio host,
it's true.
Generally, there is a degree of telephone game. It generally gets amplified. Now, Jim is an okay guy. He's okay by our standards. But then there are provocateurs.
Jim, put your shirt on.
Well, then, obviously, Joe. On social media, yeah, I heard what they said about you, and then here we go. Yeah. Just amps up and ramps up.
Well, with us, for whatever reason, it always happens this way because it's like Dukes and Bell said, well, we didn't say that, because we'll tell you to your face. But, anyways, here's the deal, man. Ryan Neusel stopped by. We're going to talk to you. You'll hear our interview with him, and also later in the show, I think you want to hear AJ Terrell, man. By the way, his brother is at Clemson, plays corner. Guys, his brother might be a first-round pick.
We were talking to AJ last week off the air, you and I and Day-Day. I was happening to be wearing a Florida State hat, and he was breaking my chops because he was talking, what do you think about LSU? I said Clemson's going to beat LSU. I think Klubnik is ready. I think your defense – the stories about Clemson's defense, especially their front seven
– monsters.
It's arguably one of the best in football.
Mike, they're on the come.
Well – don't tell Dabo might not like that either. But
C-O-M-E.
But AJ Terrell is really stoked about his brother who followed his footsteps up to Death Valley. And again, great relationship. And I'll look forward to hearing the conversation.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good, man.
What's up, guys?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. I've listened to enough of you.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do that anymore, does he? Are the fans still mad at Dabo?
Now,
are they?
No, I think that there again, there's people that said, look, the world is passing you by. And there was a degree of that was on point. The transfer portal is a valuable tool. I know that old school coaches, you and I used to joke around, whenever a guy was a transfer, what's wrong with him? Where's his killer instinct?
Troublemaker.
And then you look at guys like Joe Burrow, and you're like, well, not too bad. Travis Hunter, not so bad. Followed his coach. There's more than one way to get there. Then there's guys like your good friend, I've always mentioned, Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah.
Then you get the guys that transfer out that are soft. And then ruin a program because quarterbacks won't stick.
So Kyler Murray was one of them.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think in this day and age, man, it's just the resume for a lot of these players.
Joe Burrow really squashed that.
Well, yeah, because
Russell Wilson was a transfer.
Wisconsin, right? NC State, I believe it was, right?
Right.
Is where he was. Yeah. But these guys, the resume now, Mike, if you've been to three or four schools, that's just not uncommon now.
Right.
You know?
It's weird. I don't think it's ideal, but it's not. Again, it's not something people raise their eyebrows over anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, man, we're hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. Big O's back at the station. Day Day here, our executive producer. Come on out, hang out with us. We'll be here until 6. Big O, man, let's get to the daily download. So, if you're wondering about who sets the tone for the offensive line, might be surprised. We talked to Ryan Neusel about this today, and you'll hear that interview, as I mentioned, coming up next hour. But Matthew Bergeron, Mike, is the guy that not only kind of sets the tone, but is also the jokester. And so, if you're wondering, like, who keeps it loose,
right?
Everybody's like, that's the dude. But I want you to hear Bijan Robinson talk about Matthew Bergeron and how he senses that he's the guy the offense, as a group, turns to get fired up.
Yeah, it's Drake and Burge. He's bringing it. He's bringing that heat, and he's going to talk to the other team. And I told the guys, like, I was like, don't look at me. I was like, get excited when I make plays on the field. But I'm not going to talk. I'm so quiet. But with him, like, yeah, he's that guy in the huddle where it's just like, you know, when he's turned it on, like, we look at him, and then everything changes.
Interesting.
We love this guy. Again, drafted out of Syracuse, third rounder. And we've talked about how many second rounders, you know, they've messed up. But Bergeron, was he Bergeron or second round? I got to double check that. But Bergeron has been so good for this team. Another guy, we rarely talk about him. You never hear his name, number called, as far as false starts, penalties. And he's got attitude because I know sometimes the perception is defense. We said this last week. People think like the edge rushers, defense, those are the mean guys. No, they do a job and they're mean. But the offensive line's got to be nasty too. So they got to fire up and keep those guys off the running back's backs. But yeah, man, he was a second round, 38th pick. So the 38th best player in that draft, and he's turning out to be.
Yeah, I just like the fact that now we know, at least coming from their teammates, those are two guys that are going to keep the noise, right? They're the two guys mm-hmm. that are going to be popping back at other teams if people are talking. Bergeron on the offensive line and obviously Drake London. Now, speaking of Drake London, we've heard this from Raheem. We've heard it from his other wide receiver peers. And Bijan was talking about how Drake Mike turns into a killer on the field.
Drake's a different breed. I just don't understand how he's, like, super nice, you know, outside of the field. And then on the field, like, yeah, he's like a monster. Like, he'll cuss you out. if you get in front of him, if they throw a flag, like, he's going to talk to the ref. He's going to speak. But that's what drives us. Like, his energy, what he brings, like, I feel that. And I'm not going to talk, but in my head, I'm like, yeah, I gotta be on that level with him. Because he enforces something that we haven't seen before, and Drake can be the nicest guy, but you know, on that field, like he's a scary dude to line up in front of. He's a scary dude to try to take on the block too, because he's gonna try to kill you. But I mean, I love that dude. Like he's one of my best friends, but on the field, he's the best player you want to play with.
Remember we interviewed him when he was a rookie?
Yeah.
Rookie year. And you and I said it, and we said it on the air, we said it to him, there's a quiet intensity.
Yes. And by the way, that music was not playing while Bijan was talking. That is us playing that because when we talk about Drake, we're going to start playing this natural born killer. Everybody we talk to on the team is like, he's a killer. He's a dog, man.
And that's the thing we noticed. Now, again, unfortunately, he had two dogs thrown it to him his first 2 years in the NFL. But, you know, that's why we have got high hopes. The chemistry between him and Penix is so palpable. You see it. And then you heard from Bijan. He's got that alpha in him, and he gets it done. You got to run. Like, you know, you said it, Carl. That's what made Julio so special, run blocking. Can do it all.
Yeah. I like hearing this from his teammates. But, yeah, man, give that to me again. For those who are not familiar, that's back in the day there. What was that? Dre and Ice Cube, I believe it was. Natural Born Killers. But, man, this is what I think about. The music in the back of my mind, when Bijan was talking about him, like, man, he'll cut you out there. He'll do things people won't do.
I mean, Drake London physically abused his own coach yesterday.
He did. A man that pushes his own coach down, Mike.
He said, get out of here, old man. Knocked him down. And if the throw was more accurate, he could have caught that ball with one hand.
You don't want none, old man.
That video made me chuckle, man. Again, I can't wait to talk to Rob about that. We're going to take that face to face.
All right, man. Good stuff. That is Bijan Robinson talking about his teammates, Matthew Bergeron, and talking about, obviously, Drake London. I want you to hear Brandon Dorlus, Mike. He's talking about the things that Jeff Ulbrich is trying to do. It was attacking style defense. Forget about this read and see what my guy's doing and kind of react off it. Let's go. Attack. Don't think. Let's go. That's what they're trying to do. Here's Brandon Dorlus. See, that's why they're telling us this isn't going to look like last year. Now, statistically, God, I hope not. But it's not going to look like last right. year because they're asking guys to do things differently. And, guys, part of this is, Mike, we know this, right? How many times have we heard coaches say this? The less I think, the more I can just go play.
Right, just react.
You know,
it's one of the things, you know, Nick Saban always says, you know, never have your hands up, hands down. And I love that line from Mike Johnson talking about, and Kirby about it. Yeah, I just think that this team that is a really a good nucleus. You know, we joked around about me being a hype man. I'm going to be a little pragmatic. So I'm seeing some things I really like. But next week, this is when I think on Tuesday and Wednesday,
rubber hits the road.
We can talk about here at Hooters at Mall of Georgia in Buford about what we saw in that tight. I can't wait to see these guys go up against, first off, the offensive line against a good defensive front in Tennessee.
True.
And then see what we're going to do against that O-line. And I just, that's when I'll be able to say, okay, because you're not going to get any.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about your starters this week against the Lions. That's just going to be the backups. And with the tackles banged up like they are, there'd be no reason to put the quarterbacks out there anyway.
No doubt. All right, man. Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Coming up, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider. What do the Braves need to do when it comes to addressing from this point on and into the offseason? And also, we'll look at the playoff picture because there are some teams that are gaining momentum after the trade deadline. Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us next.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.